Okay, so we're going to start.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, professors and pornographers, students and teachers, masters and slaves, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. Isn't that right? This is a test. Are we children of sex?
Yeah.
Or are we children of God? Who knows? We may or may not be children of God, and it depends on which God. But one thing we do know, brothers and sisters, and this is what we learn in the College of Carnal Knowledge, is we are all children of sex. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Can I hear an A, women?
A, women.
I want to welcome you to Master D's Schoolgirl Lap Dance Spectacular. At Dr. Susan Block's Speakeasy, also known as the College of Carnal Knowledge, also known as Bonoboville. Where we learn how to make love, not war, how to express our sexual selves rather than shoot up the movie theater. Yeah. We learn, we get educated, we get masturbated, we get stimulated. And I am the Irreverend Dr. Susan Block, your servant, your mistress of the airwaves, and your head mistress. That means I'm going to learn you how to, well, what do you think?
Oh, God.
Give head.
Very good. She gets to give the first lap dance.
Oh.
Hey, there she is, brothers and sisters. She is a good girl. Woo-hoo-hoo. Bad girls get spanked. Of course, good girls can be bad girls as well. Tonight we are celebrating the 40th birthday of our good friend and colleague, Master D. Woo! How does it feel?
Well, it feels pretty good, actually.
To be surrounded by your fantasy.
It will only get worse once the first one starts.
Schoolgirls all around you. Your headmistress waiting to punish somebody. Ooh. Or something. And also to encourage you to express your lap dancing selves. Ooh. To reveal your inner slut. By the way, this is schoolgirls and schoolboys.
Yes, anyone can dance.
And everyone in between, right? There's school trannies, I guess.
Yes, school trannies are fine.
Right, uh-huh. And I see you have the school nurse here.
My nurse, yes.
Right? You pet your nurse. That's a teacher's pet and a nurse combined in one.
Aww. Aww.
So sweet.
Yeah,
the school nurse is blushing. Okay. Well, we're definitely going to need to get examined. And the school nurse, I think, should have this speculum, don't you think?
Ooh. I do, yes, ma'am.
That's a good speculum.
Yeah. Very good
medical.
Thing to have. Okay. We'll just keep that over here with the other supplies when you need it. Or would you like to play with it? Yeah. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Not for anal insertion.
Oh.
Oh, sorry. There, we have other things for anal insertion. I'm getting ahead of myself. but I am the headmistress. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, baby. So, tonight we are being tested in the fine art of schoolgirl lap dancing.
This chair is really comfortable for that.
Good, good, good. That is a throne.
A throne?
Yes, yes, that is actually a throne to satisfy
I like it.
Your other fantasies. But actually, Master D, just in case you don't know, is actually of an Australian dynasty. So a
that
throne
would be good.
Befits him. And you should Google him.
Oh.
Because you might be tested on his dynastic origins during the course of the evening. But first...
That would be my human name, not the Master D persona.
Right.
Yes.
Which...
Is David Saffron.
Ah, well, I'm glad you know that.
They would have to
Very
search.
Good.
They would
you
have to
a,
search that.
You get a gold star for knowing your name. David Saffron, as in saffron, right.
Yes.
And look it up, Australia, saffron.
Yes.
Abe.
Few hundred thousand entries.
Oh, yes. And because you will be tested. Mm-hmm. I see there's already some smoking in school. That gets a spanking already. You've already proven yourself to be the good girl and the bad girl.
I'll spank her.
I like to be a little bit of both.
I see. Well, first I'm going to ask for volunteers.
Should I take these off?
Ah! Master D would request to remove his pants.
I'm asking if it's necessary.
After, it is necessary, actually, because this is school and schoolboys should be in short pants.
Well, I got underwear on. They're red, though. So
red underwear. Okay, well, whatever. Schoolboy, red underwear, okay. Can we have a little stripping music?
No, I don't want stripping Woo! Music.
Or stripping music is necessary.
Yes, stripping music is very necessary, I think.
Oh, wait, you have to wait. Oh.
Ow! There's anybody starting in my heart. Who's in my fever?
There you go. All right, very nice.
All right.
I'm glad you washed them.
Cool.
And so now you look ready for your lap dance.
Okay.
So, students, who wants some people are shifting around. Who wants to be the first lap dancer?
Her, she's in trouble. She
well,
has to get
I did
spanked.
Put her, I thought I'd ask for volunteers, but since I have none... Young lady.
I haven't finished my cigarette.
Actually, get
more. All the more reason. All the more. Someone should just grab that cigarette out of her hand.
Yeah, like yeah, there
and
you go.
The school monitor.
Oh, gone.
And come right up here,
oh,
young lady.
Goodness.
Oh, yes. Well, at least she's smoking it for you. It's not going to waste. Here she is. This is Faye. Yes, and Faye is a member of Bonoboville, pretty much. She's here quite a bit, and we love her. And now she is quite appropriately dressed, really. I mean, the tie, the white shirt, the plaid skirt, the boobs. I mean, right? Okay. Oh,
ooh.
That deserves a little spank. Ooh. And this is pantyless. Right. Pantyless.
Who thought of that?
Okay. You were not allowed to wear pants.
That's perfect.
Okay.
Good man.
Very good. All right. Man. That would be Exeter, Lord. Exeter, Hernandez, Mondra. He has so many names. Mon, Exeter.
We just call
Miles,
him Mon. Miles, Mon. Just right. Mon. It's easier. Okay. It just sums
okay.
it all up.
And I think I might need another microphone up here because I have one in front of Master.
Oh, Mon Mon. Mon Mon. We could do Mon Mon.
Maybe I should take this one, maybe. Somebody could get me that one. Okay, so we are going to speak with Faye in just a moment here. Are you getting ready for your lap dance? You're going to watch this.
You have to watch this and study it.
Pay attention or you get spanking detention. That
maybe you should move to that chair so okay. you can watch. You, no, no, I insist you move over there.
Okay.
Oh, you're like a little mouse. It's so cute.
Okay, so... here you are.
Here I am.
And have you practiced? Have you studied for this test?
I've actually never given a lap dance before.
This should be fun,
You
then.
Didn't study at
I
all?
I didn't study.
Oh, my. Well, okay.
She has to get
watch
punished.
Some porn and
pop
I can
quiz
dance.
Time. Pop oh, quiz goodness. Time. All right. Well, you'll just have to wing it.
I guess.
This is a standardized lap dance test.
Oh, geez.
Let's have some music, maestro. Okay, and we have music for you. This is lap dance number one from Faye for Birthday Boy Master D at Dr. Susie's Speakeasy. She's in a little plaid skirt and black garters, a very conservative tie, and a crisp white shirt. No bra. No panties. I think an article of clothing should be removed. One article of clothing. Any article you want. I would prefer the shirt. Can I hear some encouragement? The shirt. Take it off.
I think he's hitting
payback. And keep your tie off. Oops, you get a spanking for knocking his ruler down. All right, let's hear it for Student Faye. Schoolgirl number one. Now, I'm not actually sure of the criteria here, and we have one judge, I understand?
Yes.
Can you introduce the judge, please?
Judge Sage.
Sage, what a good name for a judge. Hey, come back up here. Schoolgirl, you have not been sort of measured yet.
Rank her from
you,
1
you
to 10.
You have to be ranked,
give
right.
Her a rank.
Okay, there's a 1 to 10 ranking, and of course this is the first one, so I can't imagine she's going to give you a 1 or a 10. So it's sort of like, what does she get?
What is the number?
Maybe you should, oh no, you can't get up to a microphone.
What's
okay,
the
so
number?
I need a translator here.
Just with your hands, what number?
Seven. Seven is a lucky
Seven's
number.
Good.
Seven is
good.
A very good number to start out with. Lucky seven. Okay, where's the microphone that was here a minute ago? Oh, you have it now. Okay. All right, how do you feel about your score?
A seven, I mean, that's about a C, right? 70%.
A C would be a five.
Yes,
a
C five would be a five.
Five would be C. I would say a
well,
seven
50%
is a
failure.
B minus.
It depends what ranking you're going on, the American or the Japanese.
Well, is this, yeah.
I mean, in
well,
Japan, it would be like
judge
B's and A's.
Let me just ask the judge. What would you say? Would you say she's a C? Maybe we should give it like scores like in school.
A, B, C, or D.
A, B, C, or D, or okay. E, or F. Yeah, because that way it does seem more like school.
Well, she gets a definite A for her outfit, but
yeah.
I want to go with a C for
okay.
technique.
Right, right. Well, she's new. And I agree. And that was what gave you? Well,
hey.
It was your first time. Here, can I have the microphone?
We should get a boy to come up here and
crying.
Do one.
Cry for us, would you?
Oh, no.
Aw. Hey, you know, that's what school is for.
Right, learning.
To learn how to lap dance, okay?
My next lap dance will be at least a B lap dance.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. At least a B. Okay, so... So we have to have another volunteer now.
Maybe I wasn't drunk enough for it, or I don't.
Probably
not.
Okay. Would somebody get her a drink? I mean, it's like pencil and paper in this school. You know, you gotta have.
Maybe
it.
We should get Mom okay. to give me a dance.
So in the proceedings. I think he's gonna need a drink for that.
No, we should go with the sandwich idea that we came up with.
The sandwich idea.
The sandwich idea. I sit on his
is he
lap.
Hiding?
Someone
is he
sits
on
his
floor?
Lap, and then he gets a lap dance on top of that girl. So he doesn't have to actually touch Master D.
Oh, I like that idea.
Yes.
I like that idea.
We came up with that idea.
Like a buffer.
All right. Where did I think Mon has disappeared?
No,
there
dropped.
He is.
He's hiding.
Oh,
he's
dying
hiding.
Of laughter.
Okay. All right. Are you ready for this, or do you need
No.
Okay.
He needs a couple more drinks you'd even.
Okay. I think you should give him a couple more drinks.
I will give
off
him a
of your
more
ass
drinks.
And tits.
Okay.
And I need a new volunteer. And then we're going to do this after this one, so you have time to get ready. See, I'm not as wicked a headmistress as I am rumored to be. I'm giving you some time, okay? See, he's much more evil than me.
Are you crying?
But I am actually more evil than him because now you have no excuse.
Well,
so
headmistress,
it's time to prepare.
Do I have permission to be excused?
Yes, you do.
Thank you.
Okay. If after a spank, though, present your ass. And whack. Oh, what a great ass. No, I didn't say you could go. Actually, I think the hand stamp is... I'm going to do a hand stamp for you. Yeah, so you get this. Just because... Yeah, well, that's what I've got. This is from Chris Gore. He's a nice little good
say?
Student. He gave me this to present to... There we go. Good girl, huh? Turn around.
Maybe come over here so I can spank you.
I'm okay.
Oh, it makes it so much more desirable now that it's got a label on it, huh? Did you smear my stuff here? He smeared it.
No.
You know, he's a spoiled birthday boy. Yes.
This is a paddle she made herself.
This is a paddle.
Oh, that's much better.
Whoa. Okay, the serious stuff. See, I told you he was more wicked than me, and Mon here is more wicked than both of us, and he is going to get it soon because your lap dance is soon. Okay, here we go. Whack.
Oh, that's pretty firm, isn't it?
Whoa.
You made this?
Red oak. Yes, I made it.
Oh, this is nice. So you like this?
Oh, ow.
Is it hurt?
Yes, it hurts very much.
That's excellent. That's really good.
That's the point.
No, does it really hurt?
Yes.
That's great. Okay. It's working. Okay, this is going to be really hurtful. Okay, I'm going to really go like a long one. All
wow.
Right? This is really going to be painful. Just relax. Okay. Just try to breathe. Just focus on something.
Just corporal focus. Punishment.
Okay, just count to
in
three and it will be on full.
We can't hear her, though. Oh. Where's Tasia? Tasia?
I have to count to three?
Yeah, count to three. It's probably going to be on four or five. I don't know. I'll randomly change it.
Oh, my goodness. You always do this. You always do this.
It just depends.
You're so cruel. You're so cruel.
It's what my mood is. I don't know.
Okay.
I can't predict it. I don't
make
the
rules. Are you in a three?
I don't make the rules. Just go to three. Okay.
Okay, one.
Mm-hmm. Don't look at me. Don't look at the cameras.
Two.
Look at Mom.
Three.
That was a cute sound. Okay, you are allowed to get him ready now. All right.
I like it.
Let's hear it for...
Get Mon ready for his lap dance. Yes.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Mon's getting ready for his lap dance. All right. Whatever it takes. And yes, we have another lap dancer ready. Who's ready? Who is ready? Who is ready for a lap dance?
Stare at her. This one here. Yes, she's never done it before.
Volunteer.
What? No.
Volunteers.
What? Are you being naughty? And okay. You're obviously
just because you're holding the ruler, and I really want to be spanked by you.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
Whatever the reason. Proper schoolgirl attire is required.
Honestly, I think you should spank it with
and
this. It's really
Starry
good.
Starry Knight is wearing proper schoolgirl attire. And she is being a good girl.
Yeah,
but she was so reluctant to do her lap dance that she's going to have to start with a spanking.
Do you want to use
over
this?
Over my knee.
Susan?
What? Oh.
This is really good.
I'm going to save that for the birthday boy.
Oh, good.
Okay, so she is wearing some very nice black panties.
Don't need this anymore.
Down. Get that ass down, girl. On my lap. On my lap. I'm little. You have to remember that. Be a good girl. Or I'll pull your hair. Naughty, naughty, naughty girl. Where's the microphone? Okay, I think I'm sitting on it. Yep.
Oh.
There it is. Okay, and Starry Knight gets a spanking. She's a naughty
That's kind of like noises. Ooh, ow. It doesn't sound really convincing.
Okay. I'm
here, let me
the
try
metal
something.
Ruler.
Let me just try something. One thing. Ready?
Oh!
That's better. Oh! Yes, very good. Excellent.
Wait, can we even it out? You only got one match.
No, only that one.
He's so cruel. I'll just do a bunch of them with the metal one on here. Okay, lap dance time.
Oh, God, no. I mean, oh, geez, yes. Uh-oh.
Here she is, Starry Knight.
She's definitely got more technique.
I would say. Some experience here. And she takes her whack. Starry Knight.
Supposed to do this next? How is this a lap dance?
Her head is doing the lap part.
I'm supposed to touch her, I'm not allowed, right? That's the rules.
happy. It's your birthday. Yeah, let's hear it for Starry Night. Okay, and the microphone. Take the microphone. Oh, and now we need a microphone out there. Or we need a score. Okay. I guess we have only one. Well, maybe we could have one of these mics back there. Because then we can have a mic up here. Okay, we'll sneak. Just sneak right there. Okay, so what is the score, Sage?
I give her a 7 also.
I think he's going to be okay.
Definitely the technique there.
Well, lucky 7s.
Hey.
Explain.
I'm the judge. Okay, I totally...
Here comes the judge.
Her technique is awesome. She can stretch in very stretchy ways. There you go.
Wow.
Hey. And I definitely a B+ for original outfit. I mean, how many girls will wear leather?
Whoa, don't talk. We can't hear you.
Bad mic, Doc.
So, okay.
Or you get spanked again. Okay. So, but you got a 7. How come she got a 7?
Well, you know what? Let's just do letters. Cause
letters, please, yes.
Letters.
Okay, so I'll give her a B for technique.
Okay.
Actually, B+.
All right.
And a B for outfit. It's very nice.
Very nice. All right, this is a tough teacher, but, you know, hey, B is pretty good. You'll get into college that way. At least the College of Carnal Knowledge.
This judge
okay,
is tough.
Okay, let's have the microphone now, please. Can I have the mic? Okay. And let's give a mic to her back there, I guess. Ooh, where did Starry go? Starry. You used to live with Master.
Yes, Mon. Drink up, Mon, please.
That's what made it kind of weird.
Tell us something personal about Master D.
Oh, God.
Okay, he likes to sing in the shower. I've heard it.
What does he like to sing?
Oh, what was it?
Oh, God.
Can you do an impression for
no.
us?
No.
Come on. No. Who wants to hear him do an impression of him in the shower?
Yeah! We all do. Yes. He has his own mic. It's okay.
It's so... Oh.
But it's so cute. It's like the cutest thing you'll ever hear.
We're waiting.
I'll do it with you.
No, I can do it myself.
Okay.
I can do it myself.
Okay, he's gonna do it.
Fucking Jesus.
You wanna start it?
No.
I've heard it, I swear to God.
Okay, start it, okay. Oh, God almighty. Okay, it's sort of like, it's a child's voice, because I... Alright. Hello, how's it going? Okay, that's the voice. Water, 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 raining down on me. And it goes on like that.
Aww.
Like, it's seriously the cutest thing you'll ever hear. You'll hear, shower, shower, and you're like, what the hell is going on in here? And you, like, walk up to his room, you're like, oh, okay, Master D's taking a shower.
Aww.
But at least he had clean laundry.
Somebody should sing that during the next lap dance.
I
bet you win.
It's my one time to relax in the whole day, where I don't have to think about anything.
All right.
You say so.
Well, thank you so much, Starry Night, for introducing us to that very extremely important tidbit about Master D.
Happy birthday.
We're
you.
Celebrating
so much
tonight.
More.
Now that you're over the hill.
I'm not over the hill yet.
You're 40. Oh, my God.
I think 40 qualifies as over the hill for school
girls. But you
girls.
Know what?
You know, this is about schoolgirls here, Master D.
You'll never, yes. ever, ever, ever look as good as this one. It's just not going to happen.
I'm over many hills and dales and mountains.
You could be over my hill any day.
Oh, thank you, baby. All right. Thank you, Starry Night. Let's hear it. She's a teacher's pet, that's for sure. Okay, and could someone get me Tasia, or is she shackled?
I'm ready for a schoolboy now.
All right, how about the schoolboy now? Mm-hmm. Master Mon.
Not master.
What is he? Lord?
Mon Mon.
He's a lord.
Tron Mon?
Aren't
is that
you
better?
A lord?
Come here, baby. You know you want to. Just sit on my lap.
I'm not going to force
don't,
anything.
Don't force here. This. Yeah,
no,
don't,
no. I'm
he's going to do this because he wants to.
Just adjusting my outfit.
No peer pressure at all.
Okay. Well, I guess he's doing this of his own free will. I'm not
it's
sure.
It's his own free will, yes. No, you
oh.
love me.
Oh, I want to hear that on microphone, please.
Yes, I do.
Could I have phone. A mic? Where
can
is my mic?
On microphone?
Here we go. Mon, can you please...
Can you say what you said to everyone on the microphone? Please?
Yes, please.
For the record, I hate you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, this is time to act like a schoolboy, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Right, and say things like, I hate you.
This is especially kind of fitting and ironic since he is my mentor.
Right. And it's fitting and ironic to hate your mentor.
Yeah, and well, I'm hating the sexual harassment I'm getting from my mentor.
Yes, this is, no, I no, think this is buffer. Sexual harassment.
See? Buffer.
Buffer, oh.
You're dancing.
It's quite a nice buffer.
See? Right what, here.
Why do I have a feeling that somehow or another you're going to manage
no,
to...
No, no.
Here's even more of a buffer.
Never, never. We would never do anything that you don't want.
Yeah, I highly doubt that coming from you.
Okay.
Some people just like to resist. Anyway.
This is Mon's first time.
Mon's first time.
It's a virgin.
Lap dancing.
Lap dance
Mon
virgin.
Is an excellent dominant of Fae, having learned at the knee of Master D. And now he is here as a schoolboy with his schoolboy hat and suspenders, properly attired. That is the requirement. Here and now, the lap dance begins.
Yeah, Mon! Woo!
So aggressive, I
yes.
like it.
Yes, really, this is better.
Sexy.
Yeah, take it off. Yeah, we've got requests. Oh, the shirt's Woo! Coming off.
He's got good skin.
Yeah, nice.
Ow!
Maybe somebody's gonna mark it up.
Woo!
Oh, thank you. It's sort of relaxing on the profile. It's like a smothering massage. Asian fantasies were coming true then.
Oh well. Let's hear it for Mon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now see, class, next time you experience sexual harassment at school, give your teacher that kind of lap dance. Or something. Or maybe you have to do
Thank
that
you very
to
much.
The board to get them to side with you in your sexual harassment claims. Okay, he managed to do that. Very
yes,
good.
That was very
okay.
nice.
I have
you.
No idea how I was subjected to
this. Oh, you didn't even touch him. You used a shirt. You used a buffer. That
and
was
you smothered me with it. It was great. I liked it.
I mean,
it.
That was practically a Christian lap dance there. I mean, that no, but it, you survived, okay? It was proper. It was done. Oh, look at you. You're ready for a lap dance, aren't you? Okay.
Oh, Lord.
Well, first we have to get a grade, though. Can we have a microphone back there?
You have to rate them both separately.
I would love to have a different microphone so I could have one up here. Can I have a tech person help me out here and get one of these mics? Because these girls aren't all using these mics. So maybe one of these. But okay, for now, talk.
Definitely get an A for getting up there and strutting your
at
stuff.
All.
Unfortunately, I have to give you two D's because, well, you really didn't seem like you were into it.
Oh,
it just didn't seem like it. I wasn't.
You're just very uncomfortable.
Wow, I actually.
But
well, I was
more into it than
I expected, actually.
Yeah, I mean.
So. But she's the judge, so
the judge.
I mean, I would have disagreed with that. I thought he should have gotten a better grade. But, you know, that's school for you.
Yep.
You cannot question the judge even
Never
when they're wrong.
The judge.
That's how school is, right? You get these teachers who don't, they're half insane. That's why they're teaching, not doing, right? And
Ooh.
Then they're grading you and deciding on the rest of your life. Okay, well, you're not going to be a lap dancer. Forget that as a career. Okay.
That actually gives me a little bit of a sigh of relief.
Okay. All right, so now, young lady, here she is. The mystery woman. Do I know her name? Do you know her name?
Woo!
She volunteered.
She looks good.
She volunteered.
She's got her little skirt on here. And what is she wearing? Oh, panties for Panty Boy. Look at the. Keep them on for a moment. Just keep them on for a moment. Because these are great schoolgirl panties. She's got on blue and white polka dot panties. Yes. Let's just show
Check
these
one, two.
A little bit. Yeah, here we go. And now, of course, these panties deserve a spanking. Over my knee. I am the headmistress in Master D's School of Lap Dancing Spectacles. Right up that tush we go. Get your pussy down on my knees here so I can get off. I'm sexually harassing you, right? And there. And whack, 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 whack. Where is that microphone? Where's the mic? Somebody bring me the mic. Yes. Ah, here's the teacher's pet.
Come on, get the mic.
Hey, look at all these.
One mic. The one that goes to the stage. And that one, I think, goes out to the judge. Oh, the judge has a mic. Okay, so give me one of the mics. Either one.
Okay, I'm tangled.
Oh, you're tangled. Yes. Okay, well then I'll just spank you and no one will hear your screams.
Ooh!
Oh! Harder, please.
Ah!
I think she's gonna break the
Yes, please, and thank you.
Oh my God, it flew off.
Ah!
Look,
it flew off your wrist and hit
me. Oh my goodness.
Did you? Are you now have amnesia?
Oh! Well, thank you.
Okay. Well, I just gave you the warm-up spanking.
Do you like Superstar Molly Shannon? Can you do a Superstar?
What is your name, first of all?
Lovely.
Lovely.
Yes.
Lovely. Well, Lovely. What a name.
Thank you.
That's a good name for a school. Okay, and you have a very lovely little outfit on, and now you may remove your panties.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
Yes, okay. Okay, a little panty removal music, please.
Go, Susie!
I guess I'm getting it anyway. Whoa!
We have to start singing your happy birthday.
Yeah. Whoa! Now the birthday boy. Birthday boy, here's Lovely.
Lovely.
Check 1, 2.
Just one, two.
Lovely, you had another pair of panties on under the first pair. That's very ingenious. I think you get an A for ingenuity.
Yeah.
But here, you got the microphone. Ooh. How are you feeling?
I feel good. Yeah. I feel great.
Okay.
I feel energized, and I feel like a good, classy slut.
A good, classy slut. Well, this is the school of classy sluttery, sweet. That's for sure. Okay, judge, do we have a microphone? Yes, you do. So what's the verdict?
Wow.
That was a wow.
She's looking for extra credit.
Well, definitely A for enthusiasm and technique. And I have to give her A for her uniform or lack thereof.
Wow. I've got her keys and her credit card, so that's all good for me. Hey, that's one way to become the teacher's pet. Give me a car and credit card. Okay, no. You were great, I think. I don't know. So you got an A. I mean, how's someone going to beat that then? You gave her the best mark? Wow, okay. All right. Hey, by the way, are there prizes for these school dance girls?
I don't know.
School girls?
Maybe.
Maybe. Okay, that's definitive.
Probably.
Probably. That's better than a no.
Yeah. You know, Master D, since you are so kind of on the fence about the prizes.
I don't know what's
going on. We're going to give a prize. The College of Cardinal Knowledge here at Dr. Susie's Speakeasy will give you prizes for the winner, when we determine the winner.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so thank you.
I can't really breathe.
You don't know Master D?
No, just met him.
Okay.
I met him with my cooter and my breasts, and we shook hands with his dick.
Wow.
It's amazing.
How was his dick?
Oh, you know, it's a dick-licious.
Okay.
Just a firm handshake.
Yes, we had a dick-vagina handshake going on there. It was pretty intense.
All right. So, dick vagina handshake. We with the panties on and everything.
Oh, well,
where did your other panties go? What? Oh, good catch, girl.
Thank you.
Yeah, very good. Okay, well, you know, that's... I'm going to give you a new pair of panties since you seem to like panties so much.
I love panties.
Yes.
And I get more panties. Yay!
Okay, new pair of panties for you.
Thank you.
And,
woo!
And you're going to put them on for us, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, here we go. There she goes. Putting on. And in the meantime, while she's putting on panties, you're next, right?
Yes, yes,
no,
she's
no,
next.
No.
She's never done it
I'm
before.
I'm just here to look pretty.
Well, you can look
can
pretty
come
up here.
And look no.
You can just come up here and model. How about modeling?
Yeah, she likes modeling.
Modeling.
Come
okay.
up, stand and look modeling. Model a little
okay.
bit.
Stand up and model.
Stand up where you are.
Okay.
Why did you come here? You didn't come to learn, obviously.
No.
You only learn by doing, young lady. Okay. Who wants to volunteer? Ah. That's an interesting outfit for school, kitty. This is Kitty Twinkletoes. Is that what you wore to school?
Maybe it's Spirit Week.
I didn't know we were
That's what they always say when they don't come properly attired for school events. They say, I didn't know. My cat ate my homework. That deserves a spanking. But first, a lap dance for Monsieur Master D. Birthday boy extraordinaire. And here she is, Kitty Twinkletoes. Woohoo! Who's becoming a regular here at the speakeasy? Yep. Okay, she's going to take the headdress off.
That's probably good.
That's probably a good idea, right? And she's going to also take the boots off. Yep, here she is. This is Kitty Twinkletoes, who is actually a former ballet dancer with the Joffrey Ballet. So you have to judge her a little more harshly than the others, because she has had quite a bit of experience, this one.
And, although I haven't been dancing for 10 years.
Although she has plenty of excuses, that's for sure. The cat ate my homework. I didn't know. I haven't been dancing for 10 years. She's amazing, brothers and sisters.
How do you not know with Schoolgirl Spectacular in the title that it's Schoolgirl?
You know,
related.
It's how do you let your cat eat your homework?
It's weird.
Okay, here we go. And she is, what is she going to do now? You going to do more? Oh, you're going to start up there. Okay, here she is. Kitty Twinkletoes, brothers and sisters.
Watch your song now. Take it easy. Raise your weapon. Raise your weapon.
Okay, judge, let's hear the news.
Wow. well, unfortunately, you didn't dress the part.
Okay. No.
So I'm going to have to give you a D for appearance, and definitely an A for technique.
Okay.
Another whack.
I like A for technique. A for technique is good.
Yeah. All right.
But
so,
not wearing the uniform, so D.
You know,
that's definitely, yeah.
Student attire is required.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you've been chastised. Well, but this is Kitty's...
even though I don't win or whatever, I loved it. I enjoyed it.
Well, we love you, Kitty.
It's not about the winning.
That's the school spirit. All right. Who's next?
Yeah, who's next?
Either one, boy.
Oh, here's a boy.
There's a boy.
Yeah,
bring the boy
here.
Up.
Okay,
give
Eric.
Give him some boy-appropriate music.
Okay, we have a couple of calls, so have a seat. Just sit down with me. Let's see, who do we want? Line one is...
Sit there for a sec.
Eric, do schoolgirls like to have their feet worshipped? Yes. Okay, I answered that. Mike in Miami, can he see schoolgirls bend over while he jacks off?
No.
Can he see schoolgirls bend over while he jacks off? Well, hey. I guess he could.
I'm sure he could, yeah.
Could, yeah.
But it's my birthday, so I'd say probably no.
Well, how about while you jerk off?
No.
We got his shorts off, but not the jerk off. Okay, yep, who do we got? Line one, hello?
Hello?
Hi. Which, is this Eric?
Yeah,
okay. So, Eric, you want to know if schoolgirls like to have their feet worshipped. Only dominatrix schoolgirls, actually.
Some submissive schoolgirls could have
their... Like their feet worshipped?
Yeah. Or switch.
Or switch, maybe, even. Uh-huh.
They could give you a foot job, anyway. Mm-hmm.
Foot fetishes.
Foot fetishes.
Sucking on toes, things
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, I mean, do you like... schoolgirl feet, like with little white socks.
Not me, no. I like the uniform.
Shoes.
I just like the uniform.
The uniform, right? More, you're not.
It's
really
only it's the uniform itself, not the.
You're
actual.
Into the feet, huh, Eric? Eric, we can't hear you. Sorry, we've got a lot of people here, so I don't know if calls make sense. We have a bunch of calls wishing you a happy birthday, Master D, but we can't hear any of these people. So, next, okay, you are.
Jeremy.
Jeremy, okay. And do you know Master D already?
Yes, I've been to his parties.
Ah, I see. And are you a submissive or,
well,
or dominant?
I
or?
Came as a teacher, but I've decided to be a schoolboy.
You've decided to be a schoolboy. Okay. Well, I don't think schoolboys wear long pants like that.
This one does.
Naughty schoolboy.
All right. All right. This is a naughty schoolboy. I can see that. Okay, so do your darndest, schoolboy. Here we go.
Yay!
Oh, go Jeremy.
Wow. Place of learning. These are the hallowed halls. Schoolboy Eric is giving Master D a
Jeremy.
Lap dance. Oh, what is it?
Jeremy,
excuse me. Why? I thought that was Eric. Okay. Schoolboy Jeremy. Yeah. Let's hear it for Schoolboy Jeremy. Okay. Yeah, and he gets a handshake. All right, so can you, let's get the microphone back to you. Okay, can you,
how do you feel?
Yeah.
I feel great.
Yeah, okay. That's. Did you ever do that before?
I've never done that before.
Lap dance for a teacher?
Never ever.
No, okay. And you feel like you learned something?
Oh, definitely.
What?
That it's awesome.
I don't know. I need to teach my students to speak in more clear, declarative sentences. I think you need to bend over her knee.
Go over my knee.
You need another word than awesome. Over the knee.
Yes, teacher.
Yeah, okay, here we go. And whack. Okay, can I have another word than awesome?
For spectacular.
What you're hearing? Okay, at least that is on the program. Thank you. All right. All right, any other lap dance volunteers?
Yeah, you're welcome.
We keep pointing to this one. I know,
yeah,
she doesn't want to do it.
She doesn't stand up.
She doesn't stand up. She's crippled. And that's politically incorrect to say. She has a disability, okay? She cannot walk. She has no legs.
Oh, my God. That's so
amputee
sad.
Amputee lap dance. It's possible. Amputee lap dance. She has arms.
Amputee lap dance, exactly.
That could be actually quite fun.
You know, I forgot to do this on somebody else. Who wants a stamp on their butt? How about that? Would you like a stamp on your butt?
You can get at least a stamp.
Yeah, you can stand up for a second.
Stamp on the butt.
Just
stamp,
a stamp
on the butt.
Stamp.
Come on.
Standing up would be nice.
I assure you, it's quite fun.
You'll appreciate the stamp on the butt.
Let's just give it a lot of peer pressure. Stamp on the butt.
Get it marked, damn it.
Stamp on the butt.
Come on, it's the birthday.
Woo! Yeah! Woo! Here she comes. What's her name?
Lindsay.
Right, Lindsay.
Look how tall she is. Lindsay. I mean, she should be in front of a camera.
Lindsay. Okay, let's give her a microphone. Hey, Lindsay. Thank you so much for joining us. Your Master D's school girl fantasy, actually.
Yes, definitely. 100%.
Can you speak to that, Master?
100%, yes.
100%, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tall, beautiful, yeah.
Uh-huh, okay. And how do you know him, or you just...
I just met him.
Ah.
This is my first experience ever doing anything like this, so...
Are you his Facebook friend?
Yes.
I see. Beware of going to these Facebook parties. They can be dangerous.
Through my boyfriend.
So we're not going to make you do a lap dance unless you change your mind.
No.
But we are going to give you a stamp, so you need to just go across my knee.
But no spankings.
No, I'm not giving you a spanking.
No,
this is
giving
a stamp.
You a stamp. It's a stamp.
It's a stamp. Okay. Right over my...
So scared.
Here she is, Lindsay.
Oh.
She's such a good girl. Okay. There she goes.
There she goes.
I'm not going to lie and tell her I'm not going to spank her and then spank her.
Ooh. Give her a stamp.
I do have a little... You're fidgeting. I'm going to spank you if you don't stop fidgeting. Okay. There we go.
Nice.
Oh, wait, another one here. That one didn't really work. Yeah, here. It's supposed to say bitch.
But it says bish.
Bish.
Bish. Bish.
I need,
bish
you,
is
kind of
sexy,
yes,
actually.
Ma'am.
The stamp. Oh, I'm stamping her whole ass up. What is that about? Okay, here we go. Okay, and now one more for the H. Okay, there.
Is it
there
a
we go.
H?
Okay, let's hear it for Lindsay.
Yay!
Yay.
Just stand there for a little bit. That's
okay, and turn around. Could you show Matt
show your booty.
Your stamp? Show your booty? Yeah. Aww.
A little higher? Oh.
Aww. Are you actually a student somewhere?
Yes, I am.
Where are you a student?
El Camino College.
Okay. And what are you studying?
Photography.
Oh, very good. Well, next time bring your camera.
Okay.
Okay, then we won't harass you so much. You'll be a photographer.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's hear it for Lindsay. Woo! I don't know, do we judge her? That's sort of a...
No, she didn't do a dance.
She didn't do a dance. No, okay. She can't win. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Who else wants to do a dance? How about Celine? Do you want to do a dance? How about a dance? A lap dance for the birthday boy. Yeah? Yeah. Let's hear it for Celine.
Woo! You go, girl.
Well, technically, she's got a uniform on, so it's okay.
She does. I mean, I don't know if you wear those stockings to school, young lady.
That's a bad girl wears stockings like that.
Yeah, stockings like that get you a spanking right off the bat. Please.
And I was tardy.
Ooh. Ooh. Black panties. All right. And what is your relationship to Master D?
We have met on many occasions. There's no actual relationship. I just know him.
And what do you have to say for his birthday?
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And
3010.
What is your lap dance experience? Have you gone to college for this?
I took one class, but I skipped about half of it.
Oh. And what do you really study?
Anthropology and gender studies.
Okay. Well,
yes.
That's very appropriate. I think you need to... develop
your music
lap
for
dance
this.
Ability for gender studies for sure.
Yes.
Okay, and we have music coming right now. Here we go. Lap dance for Master D by Siren Celine.
She spanks herself, that's great.
Cyrus Lean. Woohoo! And microphone. Did you enjoy that?
Yes. Not very experienced, but I did my best.
All right, Judge, how do you feel about her best? Hey, teacher's pet, how about some agua shots?
All right.
Okay, Judge,
it's
Sage.
Not about the experience, it's about
I'll give her an A for her outfit.
A for outfit, okay. Even though the socks should not be worn in school. These are really not...
No, those are gnarly. I like them. Well, I went to clown school.
Yeah. Oh, okay, clown school, actually. That's not bad.
Those are gnarly.
Good answer.
Okay. Definitely a B for technique.
B for technique, okay. That's not bad for a beginner. Okay. All right. For an anthropology major, most anthropology majors would get a D, really. Not lap dancing, huh? Okay. So more lap dance volunteers. You know, people are abandoning us.
It's weird, isn't it?
Where are my lap dance volunteers? Lap dance volunteers. How about this young lady is all dressed up like a schoolgirl? You could just you want a handstand? No, nothing. Your schoolboy master thinks
you a stamp.
He's trying to convince her. Okay.
Dr. Susie,
yes.
She wants a stamp.
Oh, you want a stamp? Yes. You should get a stamp. Oh, yes. Definitely an anthropology major should have a bitch stamp. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank
bitch
you for bitching. Okay, and now I have to get the H. Make sure I get it all. Okay, here we go. Now maybe I'll do this again. One thing you don't want to have is too little ink on your ass.
Make sure it says bitch, not bish.
Bish. Okay,
yeah,
here we
bish
go.
Is really not perfect.
Okay.
Do
I
it. Do
the
it.
Thing is, I should do it right side here, so. I'm bending down for this.
Pretty num-nums. Pretty num-nums.
How's that?
Yay,
well, the B is not
bitch.
Really great. Yeah. There we go. Bitch. Itch. Now looks like itch.
Itch.
Thank you, Chris Gore. All right. Oh, here's somebody that went to school. He's got a mortarboard on his head. Do you want to do a lap dance?
Whoa, we got the graduate.
Yeah, definitely. You should come up here with that outfit. Yeah. Okay. All right, so we are now going to have the school drink. Some schools have cupcakes at the end of class. And
I don't know what's going on here.
Oh, I know, right? it's not milk.
Well, we have a couple coming up here. Come on. Okay. And here you go. Okay. All right, you can... You want to help her with that, Kitty? Help her distribute.
I'm sponsored by Absinthe now.
Okay.
He's a headmaster, right?
And so who are you?
Schoolmaster.
Yes, schoolmaster.
Ah, you've got the cane.
Think Pink Floyd video.
Oh, okay.
Remember?
Yes.
I like it.
You know,
yes.
We can't get no education.
No, right. Educate. We only get masturbation and stimulation and titillation. We can't get no education. Well, you look very educated.
I'm a little bit educated.
Yeah? Where have you been educated?
In America. I have always relied on the kindness of American universities.
And they let you in because of that accent.
Yes,
right?
Basically.
Yeah, actually. Basically. Yeah. They think you're smart.
UVM, OU, UW.
And what do we call you? Professor?
You can call me Alistair.
Alistair, what an appropriate name for a professorial type. And who are you here with?
Michelle,
is she your pupil?
She is tonight.
And what is she learning?
I will see, but I'm sure it will be a painful lesson that will last for a while.
Now, the test in our College of Carnal Knowledge is in lap dancing, schoolgirl lap dancing. Schoolgirl attire is required, and your pupil has dressed appropriately. Very good. Now, lap dancing. How is a lap dance possible?
I'm not an expert.
Not.
No.
Okay, no lap dance. You get a spanking. You have to get a spanking. All right, I'm going to let your professor spank you, although I'll be here to help in case you need it.
Okay, we'll happily do some spankings, but this young lady can't spank on camera, unfortunately.
Oh, she can't spank on camera. All right, maybe we should just get her liquored up, and then she'll change her mind. No, never mind. No, I didn't. Never mind.
Is your mouth
I don't know if they can drink. Can you drink on camera? You're now very much on camera.
Yes.
Listen, if you don't want to be on camera, you should leave now the stage.
No, she's
seriously.
Fine.
I'm fine. Just
okay. Are you up for an award somewhere, like at a university? Are you going to get like a merit scholarship and you're afraid that if you get a spanking you'll lose
no.
it?
No. I just don't want anyone I work with to see.
Ah!
Yes. Are they here?
But they could see you just looking like a slutty schoolgirl anyway. That's fine. Okay. Not the work, though. Okay. All right, here we go. This is okay. So this is now the ritual. Who wants to partake in our agua drinking ritual? Come forward. Okay.
I'll put my pants on.
I can't hear you when you speak. Like
I'm putting my pants on.
All right. So no, don't put your pants on. The show's not over yet.
Oh.
No, we're gonna have a group picture. You should keep your pants on for that. Okay. Would you like a drink? No one's giving you a drink.
I don't drink alcohol.
Oh, that's right.
Of course.
Well, okay, here's what you do. You lick a body part, and then you put the salt on the body part.
Yes.
And then, yes, right, cleavage is okay. Nipple would be better, but maybe the people at work would be too excited. Okay,
I'll do it
to you.
Me.
Yes. Okay, here we go. Okay. Okay, here she goes. Kitty Twinkle Toes and her twinkle tongue is about to lick my boobs. Okay, don't get lipstick on my bra. Beautiful. Thank you.
Is it salt first, is it?
And salt first, and then your reward is the drink for having licked the salt. Yeah. There you go. Very good. Very good, Professor.
Perfect.
Falls up. Yep. Oh. You
hats
lost
off.
Your hat. Hats off. Well, you're supposed to throw it in the air, but that's okay. All right. And you got a good lick?
Yes, I did.
Good.
Gentle.
Okay.
Very gentle.
Very gentle. And no lipstick.
No
Let's
lipstick.
Hear it for Kitty Twinkle Toes. Okay, you could lick a part of him now for your drink.
Okay.
Maybe something a little more exciting, like the back of his neck at least. How about that? Yeah, or the ear. You could put salt in his ear.
You can put salt in my ear.
Will you go up there and take a shot?
I want you to take off that fishnet thing so I can lick your ass. Oh, you look like you're getting a spanking right now. Wow. Okay, relax. Relax, Professor. Yes.
We don't do that.
Okay.
Can it rub you?
There you go.
Okay, very good. Okay, here she goes. And now, licking up the salt of the agua. Yummy. Okay. Hold the microphone and tell us, school us in something or other. Okay. So, maybe you should bend over Master D. And as she bends over Master D, right, like that, yeah? Very good. That's a nice ass. No?
Yes.
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 Okay, and there's the salt. Woo. And and balls up is the way we do it around here. Nice. Okay.
One day I will taste what this is, maybe.
So, Master D, now that we're here and we have a few more minutes only left
of
the show, I want you to tell us how you feel to be here tonight.
Well,
celebrating your 40th
I took
birthday.
My glasses off because I get a little euphoric when schoolgirls are around. It's better that I don't see them. I'm feeling good. Thank you for asking.
And do you have any more requests for your birthday?
Oh, just have a great time, you know.
Yeah. And do we have a winner of the lap dance spectacular? Do we have a winner? Okay, the
Is
judge has no more microphones, so. here she goes. I hear her.
Okay.
The judge is laughing maniacally.
The winner is lovely.
The winner is Lovely. Where is Lovely now? Lovely, come on up here and do a final lap dance.
I have your salt.
Oh. Ah, yes. Oh, well, I think, yes, you should, you want a drink before your lap dance? Oh, you don't need one.
Actually. She doesn't need to do a double lap dance. She's won.
Oh, she's won.
I'll do a victory dance.
She'll do a victory dance. There she goes, right up there.
Well, that was very interesting.
Woohoo! Okay.
Okay, lovely.
Let's hear it. And you win a t-shirt.
Yay!
Okay. Take off your bra and put on your t-shirt.
I will.
Okay, right now. Here she goes. A screaming O t-shirt.
Oh, yes.
And pretty panties. And another pair of panties. Yes, here she is. The official Screaming O Girl. The winner of the Master D Schoolgirl Lap Dance Spectacular for his 40th birthday. Brothers and sisters, woo, lovers and sinners. All right, we only have a few more minutes. Is there any testimonials for Master D on this night of his birthday? Who wants to tell me some secrets or give me a happy birthday message? Where are all your friends, Master D?
I think they're all inside celebrating.
Okay.
We should go and probably join them.
Well, we will. Okay, you can go. But I have a show that I have to finish, which has 10 more minutes, actually. So I have a responsibility to my lovely viewers.
Why don't you get those two to come up and talk?
Which two?
Those two there.
I don't know who the two are.
Come on up and talk.
Who are the two?
These two there.
Describe.
We're watching right now.
You're watching?
Yeah, but there's nothing to watch, so you come up.
We're watching you.
Oh, they don't want to come up. How about you two lovely ladies? Come on up here. Yeah, you look great. Look at you. You look fantastic. They look like schoolgirls. Totally like schoolgirls. Mm-hmm. Well, you look fantastic. What is your name?
Tori.
Tori and...
Kira.
Excuse me, brothers and sisters, students, can we have a hand for these outfits, please, and these lovely ladies? Yes, look at this. This is just a fantastic outfit. And somehow, I don't think you know Master D, or you're just meeting him?
We actually
talking
came
to the microphone.
Sorry.
Yeah, here you go.
We actually came up just to wish you a happy, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hope you enjoy the rest of your night.
Wow. Now, are you... like real schoolgirls, or
I wish I could wear this every day.
Oh, what do you usually wear? I mean, what do you do?
What normally?
What kind of work do you
I'm
do?
I'm aspiring to be a makeup artist
oh.
and a preschool teacher, so I don't get to wear these things.
You could also be a costume designer. That's
I
for
would
sure.
love
you
to.
You could
Thank
be very
you
good.
Well.
Okay, and what about you? Are you a schoolgirl?
You know, yeah, I'm actually a schoolgirl.
What's your subject?
Subject marketing, actually.
Marketing! Woohoo!
Marketing major.
Yeah.
And a little style. I'm actually.
Yeah, talk to the microphone
style.
Right up here. That's right. That's part of marketing. You got to get your voice very Nice, clear, right
to
there.
To the mouth.
Uh-huh. Have
it.
You ever dressed? Is this how you dress to, for school? You are
you
a schoolgirl.
Yes, actually.
I yeah,
like to
you
put
dress
on
like this
at
for
least
school?
A polo shirt and pearls. At least.
A polo shirt and pearls. Interesting combination. And the skirt, though, you don't wear that to school.
Well, the skirt maybe not so high.
Okay.
Up.
Oh, you got panties on right now?
Yeah, panties.
Let's show
on.
The panties for Panty Boy. Could you? Here, let me hold the microphone.
I can't show my panties.
You can't show your panties.
I refuse to show.
Okay. How about yours? Can we see your panties?
Mine?
No, yeah. No. Oh, look at those pretty white panties. This is a costume designer in the
thank
making.
You.
She
thank
knows
you.
She's going to be showing her ass, and she gets
all
it covered
night,
with pretty, pure white panties. Okay, what's your names again, girls?
Kira.
Kira.
And Tori.
And Tori. You got that? You got Twitter accounts?
No.
You got to get Twitter
happy
accounts.
Happy birthday.
Okay, happy birthday. Yeah. I want to hear from the school nurse. School nurse, come on, come forward, please. Yes. All right.
Hi there.
Well, you do have a voice just like my school nurse from junior high.
Well, yeah.
This nurse is really good. Does a
I joke. Remember my school nurse from junior high. You actually kind of look like her, too.
That's a little disturbing. Yeah. I don't think I'm that person, though.
No. That was years ago. But you do look, you know, like a nurse. So, explain. I saw you before. You looked very different a few months ago when you were here with Starry Night.
Right.
And you were kind of like her master.
Yeah.
And now tonight, you're...
A little bit on the other side of that. Yeah, absolutely.
Tell me about that.
Well, I mean,
school.
We
school my students.
Well, we have a tendency to kind of switch things up every once in a while, you know.
Yeah.
It keeps things fresh, you know, and
uh-huh.
a lot spicier when you play both sides of the fence.
Right. So you thought in honor of Master D's birthday, you would dress as...
Well, I
it's
figured,
particularly
you know,
disturbing because last year it was a schoolgirl.
I was.
Yeah,
last year you dressed as a schoolgirl.
I did.
He's my former roommate.
Uh-huh.
And a former roommate of about a year, yeah.
Yeah, so it's particularly disturbing. So last year it was lap dance on top of me with Sir Shindy, which was a crushing sort of incredible experience in torture. And now she's a nurse.
Well, I figured, you know, there's going to be a lot of schoolgirls here, and there's a lot of competition in that, but there obviously is not going to be much for the
nurses.
Other administrative effects that
exactly,
exist in,
exactly.
you know, the scholastic
that's
environment.
That's why I went for the headmistress thing.
Absolutely, you know, and there is one other nurse here this evening as well.
There is?
Yes,
I came with
my friend John.
Somehow another guy.
No, it's a female.
John?
No, came with... A friend.
Okay. I see. Okay. Can we get her over here? I'd like to have the two nurses on the stage. Where
is she? I have no clue where she's walked off to.
Fellow nurse, come up to the stage.
Everyone is partying in there. It's crazy. They're just partying.
Well, you are here.
I know.
And
I like being here.
I would like to have...
I'm very comfy.
I'm glad you survived.
I did.
I was quite concerned about your ticker there.
Were you taking his pulse?
I took his pulse a couple of times,
but
I'll tell you.
Can you check him in front of us, please?
I could.
Yeah, I'd like you to check him.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yes, because after all, he has had a lot of lap dances. Okay. Check. Yes. Check it.
I got boobies.
You know, all I feel is moob here. Just a lot of moob.
No, it's my heart.
How's the heart?
My heart isn't down there.
How about down there? How about down there? Okay, that could be because you're scaring him, nurse.
My
that
heart is definitely
that probably
not
has
down.
A lot to do
yeah,
with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, a creepy factor is what I look for, and, you know, I definitely deliver it to him every year, and I hope to deliver it to him again next year, so be looking out for it because it's going to be worse. It's not going to get any better.
I don't know how it could be worse than this.
Well, I don't know either, but what I do know is I've got 5 minutes left, so I think in those 5 minutes, we're going to do the group shot.
Okay.
Yes, so I want everybody, Tasia, round them up. Everybody that was on the show, come on up onto the stage.
Mon.
That's you, Faye, you, Mon, and Professor Celine. Everybody up here, Let's do it, okay. All right, everybody who was on the show, including our winner, Lovely, and anyone who is a schoolgirl in schoolgirl attire, but who... does not have a boss or co-workers that they don't want to see. And by the way, follow the Bonobo way of peace through pleasure. Right. Yeah. Yeah, come on up here, schoolgirls. Okay, everybody. Tasia, we're going to do the group shot a little early. Yep, sit down. Get onto the bed. Get onto the bed. There you go. You can get over there. Yeah.
Yeah, Mon, come on the other leg. Just on the other leg, Mon.
And who else was here?
This leg.
Come on up here. Come on. Yep. Oh, there's a nun. Is that a nun here? Or no, it's just a girl with a headband. I thought maybe we were in Catholic school and the nuns were teaching or something. She looks like a nun. Maybe you are a nun. Are you a nun? Or you're just a schoolgirl with a headband? Hey, schoolgirls, come on up here. Come on up here. If you can be in a picture. We're going to do a group picture. Okay.
I'm getting smoke in my face.
Okay, and Master Liam, please come to the principal's office. Headmistress is calling you. Master Liam and Tasia. Master Liam and Tasia. Here, come sit down. Come sit down.
Yeah. I do.
Yeah. Oh, you look great. Where's my microphone? Who's got my microphone? There it is.
Oh, God.
And who are you? Can I have some sound, please, on this one?
Click.
Yeah, here we go. No, you're not Crystal yet. Okay. What do you need? Oh, he's a sound. Okay, here we go. Who are you? No, we don't hear anything. What'd you do? On. Okay. And now turn the sound down. Right, there we go. Okay, and you're...
I'm Crystal.
She's Crystal. Okay. Do you want to do a lap dance?
Maybe later.
Later. Okay. Well, we're all up here. We're just about done with the show. You guys should all pile up back there. You're going to be sitting down. And we're going to do a group shot in a moment. Hold this. But I just want to wind up the evening by saying thank you all for joining us and celebrating the 40th birthday of our good friend, colleague, and the birthday boy, Master D! Woohoo! And we want to thank all you who dressed up as schoolgirls and schoolboys. And we want you to practice the Bonobo way. This is the College of Cardinal Knowledge in Bonoboville, brothers and sisters. And look it up, okay? This is your homework. Bonobos have just had their genome sequenced, and they are our closest relatives, our kissing cousins. Get sex educated. Get stimulated. Watch a little animal sex. Don't have sex with the animals, but just watch the animal sex, okay? And you'll see that the bonobos use sex to diffuse violent tension, and they have never been seen killing each other in the wild or captivity. Yeah, that's the Agua speaking. Okay, sex week at Yale, brothers and sisters. It's going through changes. So. Make like bonobos, not baboons, okay? Make love, not war. Yeah! All right. Shoot the gun between your legs, okay? Drop bras, not bombs, right? Shoot films, not people, right? Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.